from Cape Town, this is the Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM. AM Inspirations.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're tuned to 91.3 FM. I'm your host, Yasmina Peterson, and we are going to be joined on the line by Sheikh Munir Sutardin, sharing a beautiful quote from Dr. Ahmed Al-Masirawi. And speaking about Sheikh Munir, we do have Sheikh on the line with us this morning. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Sheikh, how are you doing this morning?
Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah for all of His mercies. How are you?
I'm Alhamdulillah, Sheikh. Shukran so much for asking. Sheikh, shukran once again for joining us online and giving us another thought-provoking quote from Dr. Ahmed Al-Masirawi. What will Sheikh be sharing with us this morning, inshallah?
Inshallah, today's quote focuses on a very important aspect of our lives, and that is again on sabr. And Dr. Ahmed Isa al-Masirawi starts off, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qala Allahu ta'ala, wasbir ala ma asabak. Ma asabaka huwa khayr. Hatta wa in zahara laka bighayri thalik. Fathalika min indi al-Kareem ar-Rahim. Fabaad al-Usr taysir. Wa kullu amr lahu waqt wa tadbir. Allahumma ja'alna min as-sabirin, ya Rab. Dr. Ahmed starts off with a portion of the verse in Surah 31, verse 17, where Sayyidina Luqman al-Hakim speaks to his son, and he says, and be patient over what befalls you. There is good in whatever befalls you, even if it does not appear that way. It has come from the most noble and most merciful, Allah. For every difficulty has its relief. Everything has a certain time and cause. O Allah, make us of those who show patience. And subhanallah, a real key aspect to our faith is that we show patience in it. And whatever we encounter, whatever is in front of us, we have to put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He alone has placed it there, and He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alone has the ability to remove it. And as believers, we say, as it was said to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ say, لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Nothing will strike us or befall us, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained it for us, or Allah has decreed it for us, Allah has written it for us. Huwa maulana, He, Allah, is our protector, He is our sustainer, He is our nourisher, He is the one who can aid us. Wa ala Allahi falyatawakkal al-mu'minun. And ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of a beautiful character that the believers have in the time of anything that afflicts them, that they have that trust in only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ulama say that sabr or patience, the virtue, is required within three fundamentals. The first one is sabr ala ta'atillah. To have patience in doing good. We know that we cannot always be on time with everything, so we have to show that patience. And then sabr ala ma'siyatillah. And then to have that patience in abstaining from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbade or forbids. And the third one is sabr ala aqdarillah. The third one is to have patience in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. And we know that patience is a virtue. And those who have patience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them glad tidings. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Glad tidings to those who have patience. And also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is constantly with those who have patience. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. To recap again, Dr. Ahmed says, there is good in whatever befalls you. We might find it that it does not agree with us, but Allah has His plan and Allah knows the wisdom in it. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. It might be that you dislike something, but there is good in there for you. So, inshallah, let us make up our minds today and be inspired to whatever we face. Let us have that sabr, and secondly, let us have that tawakkal, or that trust and a reliance in only Allah. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُمَّ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The voice of Sheikh Munir Sudani. Sheikh, shukran so much for coming online and sharing another thought-provoking quote from Dr. Alma Sarawi. Shukran and all the best for the day. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That beautiful quote shared by Sheikh Munir Sudani, and that was a quote by Dr. Ahmad Alma Sarawi.
From Cape Town, this is the Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM.